Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Emma Hildyard, and this week, Mark has asked us a question that has been flowing through our veins.
Is it possible to have so many blood transfusions that your blood type changes?
Interesting question. We put it to our forum. Polly didn't think it was possible. Chris and Evan said you need a bone marrow transplant to change your blood type. So we asked Dr. Cedric Gavart from the University of Cambridge.
Our blood cells are divided into red cells, white cells, and platelets. All our blood cells carry an identity card on their surface made out of different proteins or sugar, and we call these blood groups. The most important and well-known blood groups is the one carried by the red cells, and it can be O, A, B, or AB combined.
When doctors need to give someone a blood transfusion, they try to match the blood group of the red cells in the new blood with the red cells in the patient's blood. So you'd give type A blood to someone who has type A blood in their body. This is important, otherwise the new blood cells would be destroyed very quickly by the patient's immune system and cause a really serious reaction. But in an emergency, you might not have bags of the exact blood group to hand.
In hospital, emergency departments and surgical theatres will have access to emergency blood packs that can be accessed very quickly for people who are bleeding and need blood urgently. And this is O blood. The O blood group is the most common. O cells can be given to all patients. I had a patient who was group A and had a very big bleed after delivering her baby. She had to have 76 packs of blood over a period of 8 hours. Most of those were group O. Each pack replenishes about half a liter of blood, and an adult is on average 5 liters of blood. This patient basically bled a whole blood volume 7 times over. By the time the bleed was under control, she had bled all her own A cells, and she only had the O transfused cells, so we basically changed her blood group. But that change was only temporary. Over the following 3 to 4 weeks, the transfused O cells gradually disappeared and were replaced by her own newly produced A cells. That situation is very different from people who have regular small transfusion. For example, when they have leukemia, they receive 2 or 3 packs of red cells every 2 to 3 weeks. In those cases, we match the blood and do not replace the whole blood volume several times over. So to answer the question, can we change a blood group with transfusion? Yes, we can, but only in very rare emergency situations.
Thanks for that, Cedric. There's always chance to be positive about these things. Next time, we'll be answering a question from Alex.
I have several friends with huskies who claim that the thick fur of the dog protects them not only from the cold, but also from a hot summer's day as well. Could this possibly be true?
Thanks for that, Alex. We can't let this question get us hot under the collar. So if you know the answer, contact us at chris@thenakedscientist.com. Join us on Facebook or Twitter, or join the conversation online at thenakedscientist.com/forum. Thanks for listening to Question of the Week. See you next time.